These Paris airport workers say that they're overworked and overwhelmed, and they're on strike to demand better pay and working conditions.
It's a vicious circle. The bosses cut staff during the pandemic, but salaries are so low that they're unable to recruit people. So staff now have to cope with more work as people travel again. It's causing a lot of stress.
Many workers say they've not had a pay rise for years, and with inflation, they're struggling financially. Sonia has worked at Orly Airport for more than two decades. She says she's been forced to resort to using food stamps to feed her children.
With inflation being so high in France, petrol is expensive. It's just not possible. I can't afford to feed my kids. I can't fill my car. I can't take my kids on a break. It's not normal.
Because of the strike, Paris airport authorities have had to cancel one in six flights.
For some travellers, the reduced flights mean disruption and longer queues.
We came here 4 hours early as we knew there was going to be a strike, so we were prepared.
On TV, I saw that there was an airport workers' strike, so I called the airline as I was worried they'd cancel the flight, but it's okay for now.
The protesters say that if their demands are not met, they'll continue their strike over the next few days. As France's school summer break begins, many people are going on holiday. These workers say they wish they could afford to do the same. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.